It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Friday afternoon, and on Friday afternoons, we like to welcome onto the program Mr. Damon Siles, Mayor of Carrboro. How are you doing, Damon?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and you are fresh off of vacation, so I appreciate you getting back into the swing of things right away by being on the radio on a Friday afternoon. That is above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I'm happy to be with you, and I'm looking forward to the long weekend.
Yes, I think there are a lot of people out there that are looking forward to this weekend, even if it is going to be a wet one. I think we can all use the rest and recharge for sure. I figure we probably need to talk budget, even though you just had a little bit of a reprieve. There is still a big budget conversation going on that I'm sure that was in the back of your mind, even while you were on vacation. What is the latest on the budget situation for Carrboro?
The latest is we will, the town manager will bring his recommended budget to the council, I believe on June 6th. He and the town staff are working hard to get that finalized for us to look at and make sure that it meets all the needs that we've expressed to him over the past several months. I don't know yet whether he'll be recommending a tax increase, but I have not heard that he's planning to do that, but I think the staff is working hard to avoid that, and it's going to be a tight year trying to fit everything in, but looking forward to see what he comes up with.
And I know that Carrboro is a little bit behind some of the other municipalities in the area. Is there any concern about the deadline for the budget?
Oh, no, not at all. We'll see the manager's recommended budget in the first week of June, and then we'll have a public hearing, as we always do, and we'll plan to adopt it in the third or fourth week of the month.
And we're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. There was a town council meeting this week, and I know there were a couple of hearings on housing developments, one on South Green that would have 57 multifamily units, and then one that's 36 acres at Jade Creek on Old 86. Are there any updates from either of those development proposals?
Yeah, it was a bit of a marathon council meeting on Tuesday. I happened to be out of town, but I'm glad the council got a lot of work done on Tuesday night. As you mentioned, there were a few public hearings on the docket, including one for the South Green, what is currently a shopping center at the bottom of South Greensboro Street, but was going to include an additional commercial building. The developers had decided they wanted to explore a different direction for that project, and so they were requesting some changes to the zoning map and to the land use ordinance to allow them to build a mixed-use residential building on the remaining lot down there. So as I understand it, the council approved what they requested, which I think is really good news. Means I think over 50 new units of housing at South Green. There was, as I understand it, pretty good support from the nearby neighbors of the development, and interest in seeing more housing there. And I think it'll be great for the South Green development. I think it's going to bring, you know, new folks to patronize those businesses and just bring some more liveliness to that neighborhood, which is now kind of a vacant lot where that remaining building would be.
Just wanted to follow up on that really quickly, since I'm not quite as familiar with the infrastructure of Carrboro. Is that relatively close to a transit line?
That South Green is on the J bus, so that's one of the busiest routes in the Chapel Hill transit system. So, yeah, and it's also, of course, within walking distance of downtown, just right up the hill. And there will, of course, be a new sidewalk on South Greensboro Street, which is in sort of final stages of design process right now. So there is existing and new infrastructure on the way.
Excellent. And then there was also the hearing on the development on Old North Carolina 86, a little bit further out of town.
Yeah, the Jade Creek subdivision proposal. This is a residential subdivision, as you mentioned earlier, kind of up near Lake Hogan Farms, that area of town, right off of Old 86. As I understand it from speaking with the town manager earlier this week, the council held the hearing, had a few questions for staff. Staff's going to go get some more information for them. and come back at a later meeting for additional consideration. That particular proposal is a little different than the one we discussed at South Green, in that it's not a rezoning request, or, you know, which is a legislative matter for the council. In this case, it's a development application for a permit, and so the council is sitting as essentially a panel of judges, so can't really express any kind of view one way or the other about the proposal at this point. I haven't reviewed the public hearing yet, and the council will make a decision at a future meeting.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles on this Friday afternoon. And I've just been doing this weather forecast where we've got a very wet weekend on the docket, but we are supposed to stay dry tonight, which is good news in Carrboro, because I know we've got another installment of the Freight Train Blues series going on tonight. Is there anything else going on around town that you wanted to mention?
There will be some Memorial Day events, including on Memorial Day itself. I'm actually finishing up a proclamation, as I do every year for Memorial Day, and we'll be attending an event on Monday with a guest speaker down at the library in Chapel Hill. So that's, I believe, at 2:30 at the library. Encourage folks to check that out if they're interested in a Memorial Day lecture by a guest who's being brought in to talk about his activism, and particular anti-war activism. But yeah, tonight is Freight Train Blues, the latest in the series. I think we're about halfway through this year's series, which is a full 8 weeks rather than last year's 6 weeks. So it should be a good weekend, except for the weather.
Yeah, it's tonight's the night. People got to get out to that Freight Train Blues series, because there it might be your last chance to be out on the green before it gets pretty wet out there.
That's right. I've been out of town for the last couple of weeks, and so it's nice to be back in Carrboro, but wishing I'd have more chance to be outside this weekend.
Absolutely. We've got a little less than a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Not really. I'll just note that because of the long holiday weekend, there will not be a town council meeting in Carrboro next Tuesday. So the next council meeting will be on June 6th, which is the first Tuesday in June. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to being back at the table with my colleagues.
Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, thanks again for calling in at the very end of your vacation, and enjoy this 3-day weekend.
See you soon.